Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, now I'm not telling you, I will not ask you for a donation. I can speak with Philip Gardner, please.
This is him.
Okay.
Hello.
Right, sir, just, hello, guys.
You say what?
Okay, just for qualification purpose. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live, Phoenix.
Okay. All right, sir, generally speaking, do you think things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off the wrong track?
Yeah, I think things are going good.
Okay, right track, right? All right, sir, now I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Okay, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. This is definition clear, or do you need me to read where Levine is area again?
No, that's clear.
Okay, thanks. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
89.
89, okay.
Yeah.
So, are you as anyone in the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Okay. Or black, Hispano, or Asian? Or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
No, yeah, that's it.
Which one?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so in overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I say good.
That's good? Good, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means they would, you know, do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means they would do a lot to improve the quality of life, but you can use any number from 1 to 5, okay? The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, the first one says more good paying jobs from 1 through 5. With one being very little. Okay. What about more dining and, okay? More dining and entertainment options.
Yeah, 5 for sure.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
I don't really know too much about the transportation around here, public transportation.
Okay. What about more parks and recreation opportunities?
I'd say 5.
Five on that one. Okay, more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
I'll give that a 4.
4. Better street and road maintenance.
A 5.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
5. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, all right. All right, sir, and then would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I'd say probably it's probably about fair right now, but the city's still growing, so more will be better.
So it'll be about the right amount right now, or too few?
About the right amount, yeah, about the right amount.
Oh, okay. All right, and now, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few, about the right amount of businesses, you know, that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
I say too few.
Too few. Okay. First, from thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one says home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes.
Would that be yes strongly or just yes somewhat?
Oh, yes strongly.
Okay, what about dollar stores and discount chains?
Yes, like, okay.
Somewhat? Okay, what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, like, okay.
Okay, what about doctor's offices and hospitals?
I say yes strongly.
Okay, and restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes strongly.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levin?
Like you already said, like Home Goods, like a Target, or like a Costco, maybe, or even a Winco, just more grocery shopping, more restaurants. Like I know we got In-N-Out coming. I like to see, just more eating spots to go and eat. The stuff around here you get kind of tired of fast. I say like a sporting goods store would help. It's a lot of kids around here that do sporting activities. We got to kind of travel to go to a sporting store.
Okay. A sporting goods store, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now you said more like restaurant, like where you can sit down restaurant, right?
Yes.
Okay, so in switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much, you know, cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I would say not a problem at all, speaking from my perspective.
Okay, what a... Okay, sure. Okay, and how much of a problem is availability of housing in Levin? That's to say, you know, a number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say it's a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem?
I'd say a moderate problem.
A moderate problem? Okay. Thank you. Time, okay, and I really appreciate your help. Okay, still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing. For each one, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that, you know, kind of housing in Levin. Townhouses or attached homes, would that be yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes somewhat.
Okay, what about single family detached homes? Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yes strongly.
Okay, what about housing options for seniors?
Yes, strongly.
And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Okay, so in, okay, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Less than 5.
Okay, less than 5. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Renting.
Renting, okay. All right, so now I'm going to read you some proposals, you know, to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one, okay? The first one says, change zoning laws to allow mix of single-family homes, townhomes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you favor strongly, favor somewhat, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Favor strongly.
Favor strongly. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Favor strongly.
Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Not so much.
So be somewhat favor or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Favor strongly.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Favor strongly.
And changing to change zoning laws to allow for the construction or more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Favor somewhat.
Favor somewhat. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
From college.
Okay, some college. All right. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Would you say it's less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000, or more than $125,000 a year?
More than 125,000.
Okay. All right, so that's and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Philip.
Okay. All right, Philip, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.